Joe McCullough stands in his backyard throwing breadcrumbs to a flock of chickens. As he walks towards the field, they begin to follow him. Soon, two fluffy barn cats and a cow are walking alongside. They accompany him on his daily rounds. When they reach the turkey pen, it's empty. All 100 birds were slaughtered in time for the holidays. McCullough stops and points to the fields where the turkeys spent their summer.
The turkeys this year were done in the lower field. And you can see all the green spots, the dark green spots. That's where we moved the pens.
McCullough's turkeys are pasture grazed. That means they live outside in large pens. McCullough moves them onto fresh grass twice a day. He believes it's a healthier and safer way to raise poultry. Commercial poultry farms keep their birds inside on a bed of sawdust. Over time, the birds' manure builds up around them. They also eat feed that contains animal byproducts and chemicals. McCullough started farming here in Eastbourne, New York, 15 years ago. At first, he was just looking for healthier food for his own family.
I was a person that had high blood pressure. I was a person that had high cholesterol. And I wanted to see that not only myself, but my children and my grandchildren were also getting on the right path of eating right, you know, and not eating everything out there that has so many chemicals in it, trying to eat all natural products.
Before he knew it, McCullough was getting calls from neighbors and friends. He's never advertised, but once people taste his birds, they often become regular customers.
People that cook our chickens, we tell them right off the bat that, you know, with a normal chicken, you'll get a whole cup of fat. You're not even going to get a quarter cup of fat with our chickens. There's a big difference. I mean, you can see it as you're cutting it and everything. You know, you don't have that fat content that's there in the supermarket birds.
Chef Bill Benson is among the converted. He's the owner of the Palmer House Cafe in Rensselaerville, New York.
When you deal with people like Joe and Nancy, I know them. I know what they do. I know what their practices are. I know that the product is good, it's clean, it's healthy, it's going to taste good, it's going to have good texture. It's about having a high-quality product, and it's about having, mostly about having control over it so that you know exactly what you have.
Pasture-grazed poultry isn't cheap. McCullough charges $2.25 a pound for turkey and $1.85 for chicken. His meat can't be called organic because he uses feed that may contain genetically modified corn. But most of his practices fit that description. McCullough keeps his operation small. He only raises 100 turkeys a year and less than 1,000 chickens. Because he's small, he doesn't have to follow the USDA guidelines for poultry, which he believes compromises the quality.
Under the USDA regulations, you have to soak your birds in chlorine. We soak them in all-natural spring water. Our turkeys are also fed an all-natural grain. 90% of the birds that you do purchase in the supermarkets today are fed the growth inhibitors and the hormones. So there's a big difference in our birds.
However, some argue that all-natural approach has some drawbacks. Sarge Bilgili is a professor of poultry science at Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama. He says there aren't any standards for small pasture poultry farms, but the regulations governing store-bought turkeys are clear.
The health of the birds, the conditions they're raised, conditions they're processed, are very much regulated to provide the level of safety and wholesomeness that we have set for ourselves in this country. I don't know that we could say that to small-scale production here and there in the backyard type of an operation.
Professor Bilgili says pasture birds may be more susceptible to diseases carried by insects and other animals. But Joe McCullough says he's had no problems with disease. And he still believes that animals are happier and healthier when they can roam around outside.
I mean, they come to my farm and they're going to see the pasture grazed meat birds out in fields and pens. They're going to see the turkeys out in pens. And they're going to see a pristine condition. You're not going to see a lot of the confinement and the smells and odors. They're not there.
McCullough says he prides himself on customer service. He provides free delivery to all senior citizens. And he'll even put a turkey in a customer's oven to make sure it fits. But the rewards often come after the holidays, when he gets phone calls from people who say it's the best turkey they've ever had and who are ready to place their order for next Christmas. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Eastbourne, New York.